says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive.
We're back, folks.
Country boy can survive.
Country Thanks for tuning in here survive. To the American Freedom Party Report. And with us, Paul Fromm and George from Maryland. Paul, I'd like you to direct our audience to the two fantastic newsletters that you've been publishing for how many years is it?
Well, the first goes back to 1979. And the second, the Free Speech Monitor, to 1982. Yes, I published two monthly newsletters. One is called the Canadian Immigration Hotline, deals with immigration issues, especially as they affect Canada. And the second is the Free Speech Monitor, which deals with the numerous attacks on free speech. If you'd like to subscribe, they're available only through the mail. But you can email me, and I can give you the details, and it's paul@paulfromm.com. That's paul@paulfromm.com. And talking about free speech, Jamie, there's a, I guess you call it a, in the States you might call it a sense of the Congress. In Canada, it's just called a motion. It's not the same thing as legislation, but it's the opinion of the House of Commons. Well, a Muslim member of parliament for the constituency just near where I live in Port Credit introduced this motion condemning Islamophobia and calling on various government departments to militantly combat by all means necessary Islamophobia, racism, blah, 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 blah. Well, the danger there is that... If that passes the House of Commons, the next thing we think the government will do is to try to bring in legislation that will make criticism of Muslims a hate crime. Now, Islamophobia is delightfully vague. Well, what does it mean? Well, it's surface meaning. what the words convey, phobia is the phobos is the Greek word for fear, is a fear of or a leeriness or, about Muslims. Well, far from being something that should be condemned, I would say, duh, that's just common sense. You've got a religion that has repeatedly, over the last 1,200 years, attacked Europe. At some points, occupied parts of Europe. Spain, the Spanish didn't get rid of the last of the Muslims until 1492 under the great Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand. The Muslims from Turkey and North Africa until late in the last century repeatedly raided the coasts of Europe to take off Europeans, women, what we would call today sex slaves, the men either to be impressed into their army or to be otherwise used or sometimes held for ransom. Islam is again invading Europe. They are a religion of conquest, and they are a religion, and you can read the comments of Imam after Imam, that they will not be happy until the United States and Europe as well are Islamic states. They, of course, are the major perpetrators of terrorism in the world today. And some people will say, well, you know, they're white people, you know, are mass killers, you know, like Jeffrey Dahmer or John Wayne Gacy, and that's true. But they don't kill in the name of a religion or an ideology. Whereas the ISIS people and the Al Qaeda people kill and tell us that they're doing the work of Allah. They do it for religious reasons. So yeah, you would be dumber than a doorpost if you don't have a certain leeriness about Muslims, particularly Muslim immigration. Islamophobia does not mean that, you know, the first time you see a Muslim, you go and take an axe and bury it in the fellow's head. It means you're cautious, just like you and I'd be cautious, Jamie. And I know you're in a rattlesnake area, where I live is much less so. But you know, if a big old rattler was squirming his way on your front sidewalk, I don't think anybody would say, "Well, Jamie, you can't be snakeophobic. You can't do that." I think you would very wisely keep your kids away from that snake and try to shoo it away or off your property. It doesn't necessarily mean you'd go and blast it, but you would be cautious. Why? Because that sucker can bite you.
Yeah. No snakes in North Dakota. It is too cold.
Well, you're right. I didn't know that, because I know that there are snakes, rattlers on the Canadian prairies, and we must be... Anyway, the point being that a prudent person looks at the record and says, these things or these people can hurt me. I should be cautious.
Yes.
So anyway, our fear is if the politically correct dumb bunnies pass this motion, the next thing we're going to have is efforts to silence all criticism of Islam. Because, you know, what's Islamophobia? It's the same thing as, well, what's anti-Semitism? Well, anti-Semitism is anything Jews say it is. So you criticize Israel, you're an anti-Semite. You notice that Jews have a disproportionate role or control of the mass media in the United States. You're an anti-Semite. See, it doesn't mean that you're wrong. It just means that you shouldn't have noticed or shouldn't have said it. And I think that will be the same thing with Islam.
Yes, and folks, you know, this is an assault. This is total war. It's, you know, the Muslims, they're just part of the war. It's the entire, this is a war of the entire non-white world. Just as Charles Lindbergh wrote about it in 1939 in Reader's Digest, it's hordes of non-whites pouring in. Lindbergh foresaw this, pouring in to our nations to overwhelm us, and they're pouring in to every nation. There's no white nation that is exempt from this mass invasion. And the word is out. It's not just the Muslim countries; it's every country. People are going, these people are so gullible that they will let us invade their country, take these goodies. They will, you know, what's U.S. citizenship worth, folks, or Canadian citizenship? You know, millions of dollars? We're giving that away to people. American citizenship, just given away.
A lifetime of subsidies, if you play your cards right. You know, Canada, the United States, and Europe are the... a character from, young men's stories of yesteryear in college, the bad girl, she's the good time had by one and all. Well, that's what Canada, the United States, and Europe are. And the word's gone out, you know. We're easy. In fact, we're beyond easy. An easy touch to be exploited, not just for one night, but to the end of our days, or until the end of our countries.
Yeah, and you know, this brings to mind, Paul, a French writer named Jean Raspail, who I believe is still alive, Raspail, Jean Raspail, he wrote a book called Camp of the Saints. And in that book, I forget the year it was written, probably I think in the 70s, but he foresaw prophetically that there would be a flood of non-Europeans by airplane, boat, train, walking, every conceivable way. They would be landing on the shores of Europe and overwhelming Europe. And this is exactly, you know, all over the world. What's going on right now? In every airport, in every way that these people, you know, like rubber dinghies going from Turkey to Greece, even with little children who are endangered thereby, walking through the snow from North Dakota to Canada. And why are they going from North Dakota to Canada? It's not because their life's in danger here in North Dakota. It's because in their calculation, their very conniving calculation, they think, you know what, the Canadians have got a little bit better deal than the Americans. So I'm going to risk my children's lives to get over there to Canada for that little bit better deal.
Hey, James, the genre spy story is very good, inspires me for... Can I interject a minute about our good friends called the alt-right?
Sure, and so I don't keep him waiting too long. We've got Tom in Philadelphia hanging on. Tom, we're going to get to you right after George's comment. Go ahead.
Good. Thank you, Tom. We're going to mention now, we're having this, this conversation is important. I mean, the nub of our entire lives is here. We are now faced with extinction, and we have a man suddenly who's in charge of the United States who really is in tune with us. And we've done the calculation, and it's possible that Donald Trump may stop the bleeding. That would be good. He certainly stopped the ideological bleeding. That's good. Now we have 50 million people that need to go away and a border that needs to be slammed shut. I'd go on forever. I want to send my message out there to people on our side. Our side, we'll just call it, you know, the pro-white movement, who refuse to have anything to do with Donald Trump and don't say anything good about him. I'm going, wake up and smell the coffee. He's doing, if one of your guys had somehow miraculously been put in charge, he'd be doing the same thing. But we need to, you need to join us. You need to help this Mr. Trump, because there's not going to be another one. And we do need to make our talk about, I'm going to, you know, Trump has said I'm going to build a wall. He's doing all these good things. And meanwhile, all our side could come up with, well, he's too nice to the Israelis, and he's not Sig Heil like we are. We need to, you know, get on this train and start pulling on the rope. You know, 3,500 people a day need to go in the other direction. Or 50,000 people a day need to go the other direction. And what are you doing about it?
Preferably on boats or planes, not to Canada, but back to the lands of their origin. If I may make just a very quick appeal before the caller, it's, you know, if you have never read Camp of the Saints, go to your local library or Google it and get a copy. It is a fascinating read. And when you look at the date, it was 1973, Raspe really was a prophet. He foretold the invasion, not by force of arms, but by refugees and the downtrodden, you know, in leaky boats or kids freezing or whatever. It's brilliant, brilliant and scary, and as brilliant as anything else is the way he described the scumbag, traitorous elite, some of whom were, well, there was some wacko priest who ran down to the beaches of France and embraced these as his brothers. And the funny thing is that near the end of the novel, his brothers hacked him to death. And you know, you want to say, well, serves the silly bugger right.
Yes, let's go to Tom in Philadelphia. Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, gentlemen, good show. I'm really happy to hear that we are getting this stuff out. Yeah, Paul, your comment about the rattlesnake was good, but the problem is that the rattlesnake has got a cute little puppy costume on, and little Bobby or Mary goes and picks him up and brings him into the house, and that night the rattlesnake comes out of his costume and kills everybody in the house.
Yeah, I think you're right. My example was not... You know, 100%.
It was good. It was good. It's just that, you know, these people are coming here. Oh, we're, you know, we just want to, you know, we just want to have a better life. We want to escape all this terrorism. We want to do this, that. But then when they get over here, they don't want to assimilate. They just want everything handed to them. My wife and I were discussing this a few minutes ago while we're listening. And a lot of these kids that are coming from Mexico, they're dressed in designer clothing. They've got cell phones. They've got laptops. And, you know, they've got more stuff than I've got. I don't have designer clothing. My goodness.
Yes, they do. And look at the cars they're driving. You know, I notice it every day. They're driving SUVs and minivans that are nicer than mine.
Hey, Tom, there's a tax you're paying in your place, and you didn't even know it. And
right.
We'll just call it those people tax. You have to pay an immense amount of money for security. You have to go way out of your way and overspend to live some little enclave that's a little safer than others. you might even have to pay through the nose to send your white children to a school far away where they won't be molested para all those wonderful people from elsewhere. It's an immense tax. My parents paid it in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and the 90s. We're paying it now. It's mucho expensive.
Yeah, I'm not so much worried about me because, you know, my wife and I are in our 60s, but it's my blue-eyed blonde grandchildren that I'm concerned about that they're going to take the brunt of this. But I mainly called to tell you that there's a hole in the boat that everybody's overlooking, and I hope you're listening, Mr. President, or somebody from his organization. There's a big hole in the bow, and it's all covered up, and nobody's looking at it. It's called the anchor baby.
Yeah.
I don't think if somebody comes here illegally and they drop a baby, that that child should be automatically a citizen. If you're here illegally and you have a child, the child's illegal too. Stop with, you know, we've got to plug that big hole because that one's off to the side and nobody saw it and its water's pouring in.
Well, Tom, you're so right. In most countries, almost all countries, there is no birthright citizenship. This is such an idiotic idea that simply, you know, a woman is walking on U.S. soil when she has her baby, and therefore, this baby is an American citizen. This is idiotic. And in most countries in the world, it's not true. They don't do this. They're not so dumb. You have to acquire citizenship in most countries. In Switzerland is a good example. It's a long, many years process. If I wanted to acquire Swiss citizenship, it's going to take me a decade. I'll have to be lucky to get Swiss citizenship. And that's the way... Go ahead.
There's another wrinkle, Jamie. The Switzerland is divided up into cantons. I guess maybe the closest would be counties or large counties. And they're usually based on the language. Switzerland has, I believe, four languages. French and German, they're the bigs. Italian and Romance. But anyway, the people, if you want to be a citizen, James, after you put in the necessary time, your name goes before the people in your canton, and they get to vote. You know, do we want this sucker or not? Well, you know, can you imagine what the result would be if Americans could vote? Do you want this Somali who's got a number of convictions, has never worked a day in his life, sells drugs and so on? Do you want him to be an American? I have a feeling the answer would be a pretty resounding no. But of course, we're not given such a say.
Yep, I agree. If an American tried to sneak across the border into Mexico and try to go up to the local whatever hospital or food bank or whatever and say, hey, you know, I just snuck across the border. I need some food. I need help. I need money. Okay, yeah, come with me. We have a nice 4x8 room for you to stay in, and you don't have to worry about anybody getting in because you ain't getting out. Yeah, this is the stupidest thing, and I don't believe that they're interpreting the law correctly. I don't know exactly when this anchor baby stuff started, but it's got to stop. I mean, all of this has got to stop, because sooner or later we're going to be gone. You know, it's going to be such a mishmash. Everybody's, you know, there's not going to be any difference in people. They're gonna breed us out as what was the what's that Mexican group they call them, the ones that said they want to take back, what's that?
You're thinking of La Raza.
Yeah, La Raza. You know,
it really means the rats. I mean the race.
yeah, the rats. If they can't run us out, they'll breed us out. What was it, Longshanks? King Longshanks said, if we can't rout them out, we'll breed them out. And that's what they're doing. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. Appreciate it.
I know why it went quiet, because we lost James. Engineer, let's endeavor to bring him back. Thank you.
You
your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome to the American Freedom Party Report Show on Sunday, 12 February, 2017. Yes, the Russians love their children too, and I should know because I am half Russian. But fabulous discussion going on here today about the Trump phenomenon and Donald Trump, who's on our side and he's one of us. And for right now, Paul and George are going to carry on. I think George James has had an internet problem. But, yeah. We were having a nice conversation with Tom in Philadelphia, and we're bantering back and forth about the finer points of the overseas invasion from lovely folks who will not assimilate with us and take our jobs and our money and all the goodies. Tom, are you still with us? All right. Hey, Paul, looks like a Tom-free environment.
Okay.
And, I'm going to come to Wayne in Texas in just a minute. I'm going to do like James does and launch into my stuff. But I was having a great conversation, Paul, about, you know, what happens to white people when everybody else comes in and starts taking our stuff. And yes, even illiterate folks from Somalia, they take jobs from the United States. Absolutely, they drive wages down. And I want to tell him, I certainly feel it. It imposes an immense tax on the besieged white American who has to fork it over and fork it over. We can't send our kids to normal public school. We have to pay big dollars through the nose to save our kids from the invaders. We have to pay immense, you know, we have to buy firearms and have security systems and dogs. Those are all expensive. It reminds me, Paul, of that lovely reparations movement. Remember years ago, hasn't been that long ago, too, where primarily the inner city black population in America, we need reparations from these horrible white people who've been oppressing us for centuries, and we want reparations for slavery. Well, I want reparations, too, because 50% of my budget goes to trying to protect myself from our lovely new invaders. Sound about right, Paul?
Well, that sounds absolutely right.
It's expensive, sports fans. And I'll finish in a second here. Now James might be coming back. But where I live here, I'm in the middle Atlantic. I'll tell you where. Our roads and highways are absolutely choked with super heavy-duty traffic because there's millions and millions and millions and millions of brand-new people who really shouldn't be here. And it's a tax. It's expensive to go. No, when I was still in the workforce, I'd get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get on mass transit to avoid being on there with millions and millions of the extremely crowded conditions on the East Coast, primarily because of all these invaders. And yes, I have a very expensive security system. And yes, I have expensive defensive systems. Everything I do has become outrageously expensive. And there's still fabulous white flight. And much of the Middle Atlantic is under major, major siege from the ultra-left wing of the political class. They'll stop at nothing. Donald Trump he may be in time to save America, but he's not in time to save many, many thousands of neighborhoods, primarily on the East Coast, from being overrun. We're being overrun. And it's great that, you know, he's here to slow it down a little bit. If Hillary Clinton were the president, we would already be totally screwed.
Yeah, I think you're right. And immigration imposes a lot of expenses. You know, large numbers of immigrants mean more schools have to be built, more hospitals have to be built, or, as is happening in Canada, the system becomes overcrowded. It begins to grind to a halt because it's overwhelmed. The same with infrastructure, roads.
And we're already on our first break. So please stay with us here on the American Freedom Party Report.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Run Like the Wind time here on RBN on Sundays, the American Freedom Party Report Show. And this is George. I have Paul Fromm with me. Curious to hear. Mr. Kelso, are you joining us on the phone?
Kelso, too. I've been enjoying the show. I've been enjoying you hosting the show. I have no internet right now here in North Dakota. So I'm just talking on the phone like our callers. And if it's okay, I'd like to do one of the things we do in every show, which is catch up on our president's tweets.
And, please, tweet.
Okay, here we go. Here are Donald Trump's tweets. And first thing of note is that on Friday when we checked into President Trump's tweets, there were 24.5 million followers. Get this, in 48 hours since Friday, 36 hours, 200,000 more followers. It's now 24.7 million people following Donald Trump's tweets. On Saturday, he tweets, "Our legal system is broken. Many of the refugees allowed into the U.S. since the travel reprieve, I like that, hail from seven suspect countries. So dangerous." Then he tweets, "I am reading border wall will cost more than the government originally thought. But I have not gotten involved in the design or negotiations yet. When I do, just as with the F-35 fighter or the Air Force One program, price will come way down." Then he says, "Melania and I," this is also yesterday, "are hosting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Mrs. Abe at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. They are a wonderful couple." And then there's a picture here of them on a beautiful puffy cloud sky walking on the golf course there at Mar-a-Lago. "Having a great time hosting Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in the United States." And then he says in the next tweet, 23 hours ago, "I am so proud of my daughter Ivanka. To be abused and treated so badly by the media and to still hold her head high, so high, is truly wonderful." And then he tweets 22 hours ago, "Played golf today with Prime Minister Abe of Japan and Ernie Els, oh, great professional golfer, Ernie Els, and had a great time. Japan is very well represented." Then he says 22 hours ago, "A working dinner tonight," this is yesterday, "with Prime Minister Abe of Japan and his representatives at the White House, Mar-a-Lago, the Winter White House. Very good talks." Then he says, new subject here, and this is 10 hours ago, "The crackdown on illegal criminals is merely the keeping of my campaign promise," to answer Charlie's question, thought there in California. "The keeping of my campaign promise." Yes, Charles, he is going to keep that promise. "Gang members, drug dealers, and others are being removed." And then he says, "Many of the refugees admitted into the U.S. during the court breakdown are from seven countries, Syria, Iraq, Somalia, Iran, Sudan, Libya, and Yemen." The number one country there of terrorists, it turns out, is Somalia. And then he says, new topic here, 9 hours ago, "While on fake news at CNN," so there's the failing New York Times, and then there's the fake news CNN, "Bernie Sanders was cut off for using the term fake news to describe CNN. They said it was a technical difficulty that took Bernie off the air."
I believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
It must be true.
Here's a tweet from 9 hours ago. "After 2 days of very productive talks, Prime Minister Abe is heading back to Japan." And then he says in his latest tweet 6 hours ago, "Congratulations, Stephen Miller, on representing me this morning on the various Sunday morning shows. Great job." And the so there you go. That's the tweets from our president up to the current moment. We'll bring you up to date with all the tweets between now and tomorrow when we rejoin you tomorrow night for our Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Trump Phenomenon program, sponsored, as is this show, by the American Freedom Party, and our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. And let's give out Paul gave out an address for reaching Paul, paul@paulfromm.com. That's a great one, Paul. Anybody that uses that, you're going to get all you need to know. But would you also, Paul, give out the cafe address, website address, so people can look at the website?
Yes, this is the free speech website in Canada, and it's cafe.com/cafe nfshost.com. So that's http://cafe.nfshost.com.
Very good. And to help people remember that NSF host, it escapes me for the moment what the acronym NSF stands for, but it's a good one. What is it?
Nearly free speech. So, there's very, very little censorship.
There you go. NFShost.com. Nearly free speech.
Hey, James, yes. We have three callers, and probably bring some of them aboard.
I can't see them. Yep. George, if you will manage those callers, I can't see them. Who's our first caller?
All right. We have three callers, Wayne, Gaither, and William. So, Mr. Wayne, you've been holding the longest. Mr. Wayne, the microphone is yours.
Thank you, George. I appreciate it. Hello?
Bring it on. Is it raining in Texas?
No, but it's coming. It's definitely coming in. George, are you okay? I tuned in earlier and saw and heard you were sniffling on the phone. I didn't want to make sure you're okay, and we're too upset about those refugees and all that.
That was just me foaming at the mouth. But, I'm not a happy American. I grew up in a beautiful place, and it ain't beautiful now. And the other side
that,
you know, thinks that I'm an X, Y, and Z, and I'm going, same to you.
Well, George, the reason I was calling was yesterday on a Fox show, we had Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on, and he gave us a little bit of clarity here on what's really going on in Texas, at least over a four-year period. And he talked about from 2008 to 2012, there were 147,000 criminal illegal aliens arrested, and they were responsible for over 450,000 crimes, you know, that were associated. And even worse than that, in a longer period, we had close to 3,000 murders and 5,000 sex crimes in Texas. So the question I ask everyone is, what do you think the common theme here is with all these illegal aliens that committed all this mayhem? And obviously the question is, none of them were vetted. They were never vetted to be able to come into this country. So if anyone is looking for a tie-in as to why we should vet, the numbers are right there in very stark, you know, very clear, you know, proportion.
Are all those numbers out of Texas alone?
In Texas alone, per Dan Patrick, Lieutenant Governor, in a four-year span, 147,000 criminal illegal aliens. Over 400,000 crimes were committed by them. So you extrapolate that all over the country, you could see there's total chaos going on in some areas. But again, we see where the common theme is, you know, this is what happens when you don't vet people that are coming into this country. And one can only imagine what families across this whole country have suffered because of the lack of responsibility by these, by these public officials. And that brings me to point number two, and that is something that should be very apparent here. With these sanctuary cities, you have these public officials thumbing their nose at the law and the president. And you don't have to research very far to see that they're in violation of Title 8, Section 1324. It's against federal law to aid and abet an illegal alien, punishable by fines and imprisonment. Part two to that is they're also violating their oath of office and breaching the public trust. So I guess the question I wanted to throw out is, what is keeping these people from not being prosecuted in a court of law because they're openly breaking the law across the board? Anybody have a
very powerful?
I wonder why.
I don't know if this works in the United States system, but what I would hope President Trump would do is this: get an injunction against the responsible authorities in these sanctuary cities. I guess that would be the mayor or whatever. And an injunction would say, you are forbidden, or you are as of this moment forbidden or to do this, or on the other hand, you must do that. So roll back the sanctuary city aspect of your city, or you're in violation of a specific court order, and you can be arrested and hauled off to jail. I think if that is a feature of American law, as it is in Canada, that's something that ought to be done. It's intolerable that cities like San Francisco and others are simply setting up their own immigration and refugee law. That, those who believe in the separation of powers and as per the Constitution will recognize that that's not a power a city has.
Well, one would sure think so based on what is going on, but it sure seems to me that there's like a hidden hand here that's really putting a thumb on any action against these idiots, because they are causing mass harm to families. They are breaching the public trust. It seems to me they all have bonds, and I would think if there's any legal scholars in the audience, they should be having some criminal complaints filed against them. You get so many of those, and I believe you have to forfeit your bond, which means you can't serve. So if there's some sort of clarity we can get on that, that'd be also very, very good. And one last thing, I'll get off so you have other callers, but since there's so much trouble with these executive orders, instead of trying to rewrite the current one, how about an executive order stopping all benefits to these new arrivals? Enforce the Democratic Party, all these mosques, and all these Muslim groups that want them here, and make them take on the expense of these people. Put an emergency order in that no welfare goes to these new arrivals.
Absolutely.
Well, I love the idea of Wayne. Rock and roll. Let's write to Trump.
That's it. Get that going.
That will fix something.
But also, Donald Trump, one of his executive orders requires that a record now be established of every crime by an illegal in America. And this will be public information posted, so we'll have a complete log of this, as the 140-some thousand that you mentioned. We'll have this nationwide. And also another thing, here's a bit of hope here for folks. I think there are about 100 federal judgeships that are vacant right now. Part of what we will see with Donald Trump, naturally, will be he's got to overcome the Obama legacy, these Obama judges and Obama department officials and bureaucrats. So as time goes on, it'll happen very quickly, but Donald Trump will be putting in a new population of patriotic officials, and that will greatly reduce the resistance of these, for instance, these sanctuary city mayors and so on.
That'd be great.
That's an amazing number. There in Texas, and and an element of humanity, an element of the common touch that Donald Trump has. He has repeatedly, in the primary campaign, the general campaign, and now as president, he has had as guests, his guests at the podium, the mothers of people, of families, the children killed by illegals, and I think it's called the Remembrance Project. And this is a wonderful connection with the reality of what these illegals have done to us, and the horror of it, with all these, that big number that you gave there, if you flesh that out with mothers and fathers of people who were killed and beaten and so on, it becomes much more real. And Donald Trump will be doing that. He'll be on the media. He will be taking this directly to us through the media. I love something he's done lately. When he has done interviews with David Muir, for instance, on the air, he attacked David Muir's ABC. Right there, he attacked ABC as being a joke. When he was doing an interview with CNN, he said, "Why are you people watching CNN?" So he is directly attacking the media on the air and calling them liars on the air. It's getting to the point, I am sure it's already at this point, where these media people who used to drool at the prospect of interviewing the president on national TV, they may actually be trying to avoid having to interview Donald Trump, because they're getting clobbered by the president.
He is one of us, James. In memo to alt-right, Donald Trump is one of us. Get on the train or go away.
Yes, yeah, you know, and that's another topic, maybe address it in another show. I think, folks, the one of the things that we'll address on this show, and I certainly like to hear from our audience, Donald Trump changes everything. I've used the phrase BT and HE, before Trump and after Trump. Donald Trump is a change of such a big scale. The revolution he's created is so large that we in the historically much smaller nationalist movement of white folks trying to survive, I think there's a lot of thinking to do, a lot of learning from Donald Trump. Like, how did you do this? How did you pull off something that we have not been able to do over 50 years? And what did you do that was so successful? I think we ought to learn from this genius. And we'll talk about that right after this break.
Music time.
All right, right after this break, folks.
Thank you.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Of the Moody Blues from 1970 to bring us into the final part of our second segment, the American Freedom Party Report on 12 February. Fabulous call from Texas, and now we're going to go to Gaither in Oklahoma. Did I get that right, sir?
Well,
did I drop?
Oh, okay. This is Kelso, and my internet is back, so I am back.
I might not be, James. Or did you hear me?
Oh, yes, I hear you.
That's good. Okay. Then we had Gaither in Oklahoma and William in Montana, in that order.
Okay. Okay, can we get William in Montana? Engineer, can we have Will? Oh, hey,
yeah,
William.
Yeah, hello, gentlemen. You hear me?
Hi, William. What have you got for us today?
Well, there's a lot of evidence that communications between, this is from the Russian press, a lot of communications between the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, and the Russian Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov, have been ongoing. Now, there was recently talk that soon they were going to get together for a face-to-face meeting, but the press there pretty much says, you know, communications have really been going back and forth. Neither one really wants to directly parade this before the U.S. press for obvious reasons, but there's lots of activity between these two agencies. One analyst said, you know, really, they think Nikki Haley, who is our ambassador to the U.N., is there to principally run a diversionary cover for Trump and his secretaries, because she's been saying that the U.S. demands that Russia return Crimea before any cooperation can be discussed. But, you know, the indications is that that really isn't what's happening, because Trump really doesn't look to the U.N. as an effective vehicle for solving international problems. So, but they were talking about why this hasn't, you know, this meeting between Tillerson and Lavrov hasn't happened. And they said, well, what people don't know is right before, you know, Obama left the White House, he instructed the leadership of the State Department group that handles the Ukraine to voluntarily leave, which they did. And this left like a huge vacuum for the career diplomats there. Because they had no real leadership or right to act.
And William, did that include the Kagan people?
Probably, and more. You know, they were really
wonderful.
Yeah, they were pretty much said gut it, so that there would be no functional part of that department that Trump could his people could come in and go for it. That's being fixed as we speak. And one of the big issues that there's a lot of evidence that one of the big issues that's really a stumbling block is most of the State Department and the laws that were passed by Congress say that Crimea has to be given back to Ukraine before there's any sanctions can be lifted. And technically, that probably is true. But the Trump team has pretty much said unofficially, kind of, that this is really not essential before we can join Russia in fighting Islamic terrorists. They said that's another issue, a whole other more complex issue. But that shouldn't stand in the way of us joining forces to go after, terrorists, Islamic terrorists in the Middle East. And very importantly, there's been some overtures that Putin a while back said that there was an immediate need for an international coalition to be formed to go in and stop the growth of ISIS in Libya. And there has been some movement on that from the Trump team of saying how important that is.
We're going to take a break here, William, and then Paul, we're going to talk about Prime Minister Trudeau's meeting with Trump coming up tomorrow. Stay tuned. Stay with us, William.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.